Mass Mocha doubled in size on Sunday with the opening of Building 6. There were wall-to-wall people in North Adams Sunday, flooding hallways, the exhibits, and the outside food vendors, where they were dancing and having a good time. The third phase of Mass Mocha's development tacks on 130,000 square feet of interior renovations to the Contemporary Art Museum's 19th century mill buildings. Building 6 houses long-term exhibits including a labyrinth by Robert Rauschenberg, a light show by James Turrell, and many others. But opening day included something special. There were pop-up performances like Laurie Anderson's Soul the Wit-inspired music, played by the Amherst String Quartet, Williams College professor Sandra Burton choreographing Sound Suit, and rock group Cake. Director Joe Thompson says roughly 6,000 people checked into the museum, not counting those who went to see Cake. It was the biggest single-day concert Mass Mocha has ever had.
It's fun to come to work at 9:30 on a Sunday morning and see about 2,500 people lined up waiting to get in. It's not bad.
Not a lot of people can say that they enjoy coming to work on Sunday.
I do, particularly when there's a crowd like there is here today. And there's, we learned one thing. We opened with a marching band, a great band called Brooklyn United. And I would just say this to anybody who's ever has that organized event: if you don't know what to do, get a marching band.
It really it brings a little bit of fanfare to the event.
It drew. We had this issue. People, so our members showed up early and got to go into the museum at 10 o'clock. And we had this challenge of getting people out of the building. There's tons of art in there, really, really beautiful art. But we needed to get people outside. Governor Jane Swift was giving remarks, and Mayor Altham Wright, and Hans Morris, the chairman of our board. So the question arose, how do we get people out of that really, really compelling group of art? And a marching band will do it every time.
And there are a lot of new pieces of art in there, but what are some of your highlights, some of your favorites?
You know, what I like about it is that they're all deep dives in one way or the other. James Turrell has landed what's in effect a de facto retrospective of his work. 9 works, one from each decade of the 6 decades that he's been active, one of every kind of work. That's a rare, rare thing. He makes works that require vast amounts of time and space. We're able to give him that, and he made great advantage of it. But all of them. Laurie Anderson, who just walked by, will be with us here for 15 years making work. Jenny Holzer has a beautiful set of spaces that she'll be unfolding her work, both retrospectively and new projects that she's working on. I mean, I think the thing about this new wing at Mass Mocha is it will be like the center tent in a 3-ring circus, something that's very powerful, affecting, super, super high quality, around which are 3-ring circus of changing exhibitions can rotate like electrons around a proton.
Mass Mocha director Joe Thompson may be onto something about how to draw a crowd. And there was a crowd. Street traffic was backed up and nearly all of the parking spots and lots and on the street were taken. People would head out from the museum to their cars, find themselves blocked in by double parkers, and head back for dinner. Mayor Richard Alkenbright, who also enjoyed the day's festivities, says overcrowding is the least of the city's concerns.
Just real exciting times. I mean, think about the city of North Adams will be hosting the largest museum of contemporary art in the country. I don't know where that puts us in the world, but we are probably one of the top 3 in the world. And, we're just so excited. Joe Thompson and his team has done a fabulous job at getting this thing ready. The schedule of saying that they were going to open that new space fully programmed the end of May. I think a lot of us just kind of rolled our eyes when we saw the space and saw the needs, but it's done. We're looking forward to some great times this year with Mass Mocha.
Any concerns about congestion?
You know what? I hope to me that would be a good problem to have. If we have a little bit of slowdown in the community because there's traffic, we'll deal with that. We haven't had any real issues, for instance, when the Wilco or the Fresh Grass concerts come and we have 8,000 people in the city. We managed to deal with that just fine. So I don't think that this is going to be problematic in that sense. But like I said, what a wonderful problem to have. I would love to be dealing with too many people in the city. In that sense, so I'm sure we'll handle it.
Lodging and hotel accommodations through the Williams Inn, the Porches Inn at Mass Mocha, and a newly opened hotel called Tourists charged a discounted rate for museumgoers. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.